Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This is not the kind of farm you take your kids to on a field trip.
After 2 to 3 weeks of having those piglets, you know, they're ready to be weaned from their mothers, we grab them and then we throw them off into this bin. The way to do it that they decided was to grab them by their legs or their ears sometimes and just throw them. You can hear them screaming. They hit the crate and bounce off the sides of it, sometimes hit the floor.
That's the voice of a man we can only call Pete. He is an activist and investigator who works undercover at factory farms, hoping to document abuse. He went undercover at a farm in Ohio, and the resulting footage can be seen on the new HBO documentary, Death on a Factory Farm, airing on Monday night. So Pete's here in studio with us. We're just using that name because you do go undercover. And what does it mean for you to go undercover? You go undercover as a worker?
Right. What I do is I go into primarily now factory farms and slaughterhouses, and I get a job where I will have the most access to the animals, and then I just observe the conditions that they're in and what the other workers do with them.
You know, the title of your film is Death on a Factory Farm. I mean, I know I'm going to get emails for even asking this question, but I mean, you know, the farm does produce food. The expectation of death on a farm is certainly not something that would come as a surprise to anyone, right?
Oh, no. I mean, and that's a very, very good question. Most states, in fact, every state that I know of has exemptions for state cruelty laws for animals in agriculture, specifically because they realize that when you're dealing with a large quantity of animals, there's going to be a certain degree of abuse, and that just needs to be tolerated because how else are you going to get these animals out to market? And that is what we try to expose in the animal rights movement, is to show people what that abuse is and what the cost of having animal products really is.
So give me an example. You know, we heard there about piglets being slung through a chute. But what was the thing that you found most personally I'll back into you being a vegan, I believe. But
right.
What did you find most personally disturbing that you witnessed and also that you had to do in order to keep your job?
I would say the worst was that at one point there were crippled sows. They were down sows. So these sows could not walk on their own. They had broken legs, or they may have had a broken back. More than one I could see had a broken leg, and it was large and swollen and obviously had an infection. And we would drag them out with catch poles, these metal loops around their legs, including the broken legs. And we would drag them about 200 feet and drop them off a 4-foot ledge, and then they were piled on each other, and then they were hanged with chains wrapped around their necks, and a front loader would raise up and then hang them to death. And it would take about 4 to 5 minutes for each of them to die. So,
That's a long time. That's not something to hear about with your bacon, I guess.
No. And so the thing is that this case was not just – I mean, really at every factory farm I've worked at, I've seen something I believe is not just a normal standard practice but is actually illegal animal cruelty. But it's very difficult to get the local sheriff or the local DA to act on it because this is a good old boy business and, you know, they know each other. But in this case, we really, really felt that we had hit the nail on the head in showing with obtaining that footage that there's going to be a conviction for animal cruelty on this. And in this case – they actually got away with doing that. They were not convicted of cruelty on that count.
Because it was considered just part of doing business.
Right. What happened was that a vet came in from another state who had not seen the footage, who had not spoken to the defendants, who had not been to the farm, and said that he did not believe that that was cruelty to animals.
And a judge ruled that it wasn't.
Right. The judge decided that he had two vets, one which sided with the prosecution, one which sided with the defense, and that there were options in the state of Ohio for euthanizing animals, but because they were listed as options and that specific word was used, he felt certainly there's other options that could be used, and why not asphyxiation? And so if he has a vet who comes in from the state of Iowa and says he doesn't think it's cruel, the judge just decided, well, I'll just let this one go.
Now, you personally are a vegan.
Right.
Which means that you don't eat meat, but you also don't eat eggs and dairy and animal-derived products, correct?
Right.
Not everyone is going to want to choose to be a vegan or a vegetarian. Do you believe that some people who I know who are vegans or vegetarians believe that there are humane ways of being an omnivore. Like, think of Michael Pollan's book, The Omnivore's Dilemma, where you really think through, what does it mean to eat meat? Other people say, absolutely no way, never eat meat. There's no excuse. Who are you?
Well, personally, I'm a person where I wear non-leather boots. I don't use products tested on animals. I go the full nine yards on that. And for me, it's easier for me to make that decision because I know firsthand what it is these animals go through. And I've had to do it myself and always against my will. I never want to, but I have to maintain my cover and to show what happens there. And so
when you say I have to do it myself, do you mean actually killing animals?
I have had to kill animals when I've been ordered to do so by a supervisor. I've let animals be neglected to death because I was not told to take care of them and no one else would. And I would show on a daily basis how, including dogs, would just waste away. And dogs are closer to my heart than anything else, and that's the hardest to see. But I would certainly never do that to an animal for any convenience or medicine or clothing or food.
All right. Well, Pete, a lot there to think about. You've got the new documentary on HBO, Death on a Factory Farm, airing on Monday night.